Yes.
Really, thanks a lot for being available for Here Now TV for this first interview. And I think you have a lot to say. We had a brief conversation a couple of days ago. It's quite exciting for me to have this interview with you. And the question to start with maybe is, what do you offer and what do you have as a prerequisite for those who your offering is for?
Yes, this is the question. You asked me the golden question for this interview. I just want to thank you, Ron, for this opportunity. And the reason I wanted to have this interview is that because I get a lot of emails that people are in this path and they want to get to the bottom of this. They want to be free. So, but then they have a lot of questions. So that's why I just decided to have this interview. Start from the beginning and the concept of self-realization. And then we go from there and see how this is unfolding. At the very introduction part of this interview, I'd like to share with you one of the Rumi's poem, if I may. This poem is the very first poem of the Masnavi, is his main book, which has been taught in so many colleges right now in the United States. And in this poem, I'm just going to read the first four lines of this poem, which talks pretty much the whole entire concept of this path, if that there is. So I'm going to read it in Persian, and then I'm going to translate that in English, if it's okay with you. Because I know that a lot of Persian viewers also going to see this, and I want them to go back and refer to this in Persian. Rumi says in Masnavi, بشنو این نی چون حکایت می کند از جدائی ها شکایت می کند که از نیستان تا مرا ببریده اند از نفیرم مرد و زن نالیده اند سینه خواهم شرح شرح از فراق تا بگویم شرح درد اشتیاق هر کسی کو دور ماند از اصرفیش باز جوید روزگار اصرفیش. Okay, the translation of this. He says that this is all symbolic. You know, when he uses a sugar cane as a symbol of a being who is separated, who is acting now as a separate entity. This sugar cane is being separated from the form of the sugar canes and now is complaining and suffering. And it says that I need to express myself. I need to express this pain of separation. And from this story of me and my separation, everybody is in tears. All men and women are in tears. And it says finally, anybody who is been separated from the source, if he's really authentically looking, it will merge back into the source. That's what it says. So we're going to start from this. This separation, this idea, in this path is, there is this separate entity here in the mind, is an idea of me that I am separated from the source and from the everything else. This idea of me as a separate entity in this path will dissolve. And it's all is left is what is true. That's all is left. So, first and foremost, I like to say that in this path, this is not about this separate entity of me trying to become anything. it's not about the separate me is trying to achieve anything. It's not trying to become one with anything. That's not, these are all ideas that this entity, separate idea in the mind has. It's not about I want to be even happy and fulfilled. Because this I who is trying all of this, you need to look into that to see if this I even exists. Is this I authentic?
So, if I understand correctly, you say that it is not about an I trying to get somewhere, but it is more about investigating what this I actually is.
Yes, absolutely.
So it stays in the place, but looks actually what it is, its own nature, so to say.
Absolutely. I mean, this path, this I, this artificial sense of me, it will start the path. But in the process of this path, this idea of me will dissolve. Will dissolve. It will just evaporate. And you will realize that this never existed to begin with. So I just want to clarify that what it is this path is all about. It's not, again, it's not about me getting enlightened. Me who wants to get enlightened, you have to look into that again to see if that exists. Okay, so that's number one. Number two is now our Rumi, Hafiz, and all of our these sages in Iran, their suggestion in this path is how to get into this reality, the truth, how the truth needs to be awakened to itself. Their path is pure silence. They're just constantly talking about to be still and be silenced.
So, now, meaning meditating all the day?
Meaning no, it's not all the. Let me explain how it is. Meaning, to be still and be in silence and meditate. And the kind of meditation that I like to talk about today is, it is not about me trying to close the eyes and quiet the mind, or concentrate on my breath, or trying to become more calmer and more peaceful kind of a being. There's nothing wrong with that. That kind of meditation, a lot of people do. To just become a little bit more calmer, to be able to handle this world better. There's nothing wrong with that. But this is not what we're talking about here. The kind of meditation I'm talking about here is, first of all, when you the eyes has to close, ultimately. Although we have meditation with open eyes, but ultimately, when you really want to see, seeing, not looking. Looking, you look at them from these two eyes. These two eyes, they look. They look into this monitor. I'm looking at you. That's these eyes. But in order to see the truth, these eyes need to be closed. Completely. So I see some people tell me, when I ask them, do you meditate? They say, I go for a walk and I become one with the nature and, my mind stops. And those are all good. But that's not what I'm talking about. You, in this path, one of the things that is, to me, is absolutely helpful is just to just sit down and close the eyes. It doesn't have to be seated. You don't have to be really seated. You can just lay down. Lay down in a bed. But the eyes needs to be closed. That's very important, because when the eyes is open, you see your vision. Because your vision, you have the self-reference as this is my body and that is his body. Your vision is duality. Okay? So then if you just walk around and look at the nature, you're reinforcing that duality vision constantly. But the moment you close the eyes, the moment this eyes is closed, this duality vision is completely dissolved. It's gone. So what you see there is the ultimate. It's an ultimate truth, what you see. So it is important to close the eyes and just be. Just be. When I say be, it means be not as a be as a person. Just be as nothing. Just be as a witness. Allow every thought arise. You don't stop the thought. Don't stop the thought. You don't need to do that. Let the thought comes in and go. You become just the witness. You are just the witness of the thoughts. And every emotion is welcome. Allow every feeling and emotion. Actually, these bodies are so conditioned. It has a lot of memories and emotions and built up emotions. Let them come up. And sometimes some of those emotions make you cry. That's okay. That's okay. Allow them to come in the presence of your light. And this is like all these energies that has been built up there. It comes up and it's going to dissolve in this beauty, in this presence of you are. Okay? And this is healing. This is meditation is healing. Healing is going to take place. Meditation is a healer. So it's purifying. It's just rejuvenating.
So for a person who has no experience with any paths, listens to this interview, the recommendation is sit or lie down with closed eyes and just perceive what happens.
That's it. Allow anything that wants to happen. Anything. Anything. Anything is welcome. Okay. And see, I want you to see how you as this witness, as this presence of being, can easily dissolve every feeling and emotion. Every feeling, every bad memory, every thought, every scary thought, everything, allow them to arise. And you just dissolve.
So what I typically experience doing such exercises is a thought comes, maybe it is recognized, then it disappears automatically.
Yes. And or if it wants to linger, allow to linger. Allow the thought to linger. But you, as a witness, you become the witness. You are the witness of the thought. You are not the thought. And then that it creates a gap. In other words, you will notice that there is this thought who arises and then thought to subsides. But then there is this existence in here that it's independent from what comes and goes.
So this what is a little bit like the sky where clouds appear and disappear and just flow over.
That's right. You become just the sky. You are the sky. You are the stage. You are this stage. Act like a stage because that is pretty much what you are. A stage of that everything is happening. Stage. But it has to be with the closed eyes because the moment you close the eyes, you may not believe what I have to say. The moment you close the eyes, you are seeing with the third eye. Fully. Fully. The third eye is open. And you're seeing the truth. Complete truth. And before any meditation, please have this question of who am I in the heart, in your heart. Who am I? The who am I question is a solid gold question. Based on this poetry that I just read, you are looking for yourself unconsciously, subconsciously. You are looking for yourself. So the true question, the true authentic question is, who am I?
So is it like, to stay with the example, I go, take a seat or lie down. Maybe I visualize this sugarcane field?
No visualization. No visualization. Because, you know, mind likes to do that. Mind likes to create a visualization or an illusion or a dream or some sort of imagination. None of those is needed. You need to drop. You just allow everything to drop. drop.
So
okay, you sit there as
no visualization whatsoever, mm-hmm. just empty space.
Yes, yes. Just be. Just be. Be nothing. Because ultimate, yes, just yes. So that's how this type of meditation helps you to recognize that there is thoughts and emotions arises, but you don't need to be identified with that. You're just observing of the thoughts and emotions. And then slowly, slowly, you will notice that these thoughts, slowly, after a while, you do meditation for many, many months or years, they calm down. The moment you close the eyes, the mind immediately gets trained to be in peace in this space of silence. And the mind has to trust that. This is very important. Your mind needs to trust this space of emptiness. And knows, the mind who meditates knows that this emptiness is not really empty. Because this emptiness is pointing to what is, which is so true, right here and right now. Which has been always, always overlooked. So, once that happened in you, so that your mind is so trusting this space of emptiness, then you are ready for this kind of a retreat that I'm offering. This retreat is for the people who are familiar with this type of meditation. Because what I do with you, as a one-to-one basis, we're going to close the eyes together and we're going to dive into this emptiness, this space of emptiness. Symbolically, it's like we're diving like a scuba diving together. Deep down into the water. Okay, deep, deep down. We both need to go into that depth, in the same level of depth. And then in that depth, I would ask you the question. And you tell me, based on your direct experience, as a child, not as an adult who has all this knowledge about self-realization, as a child, as a six-year-old boy, tell me what you see here. And what is the truth? I'm not going to shower information into your head in there. I am just there with you so you can see the truth. You can turn around and see the ultimate that is right here and right now. And that has to be very clear. This is not imagination. This is no mental, hypnosis. I'm not playing with your head. This is just based on very direct experience. What is true here? And what has been always overlooked? What was always here? What does not come and go? What does not come and go? And once you recognize that, then I would ask you, what is your relationship with this? Are you separate from this, or are you one with this? That part is important for a teacher to be with you. Because sometimes your mind sees that. Your mind recognizes the truth. But if you don't have good guidance, the mind falls back to sleep again. Once, the moment you come out of the meditation, the mind comes back as me and my story again. So in that meditation, you as a separate entity, you will see might dissolve right there and there. And you would notice only there is one truth in here. And that truth is nothing but what I am. And that truth is not a thing. No, it's not an object. Yes, there's no that I don't have a form. There's no object here. I don't have a place. I asked you a lot of questions when you were there. Where are you? Where are you? Can you show me where you are? Is the body is in you or you are in the body? Tell me which one is the truth. Are you in the body or the body is in you? So these are all clarified. And then when the person opens the eyes, immediately they are looking at me and talking to me based on the truth that they are, as the truth. And as the truth, you will see, I ask you about your identity. There is no identity. You don't have that. Where are you coming from? Nowhere. Where are you going? Nowhere. What are you doing here? Nothing. There is no mission. There is nothing here. So this would be your identity. All right? Now, if your mind is ready, it would trust this. It would trust this as an ultimate truth. It would see that. Once it sees this as an ultimate gem. It would not gonna say, oh, this is too ordinary. It cannot be this. Because the mind can say that. Mind can easily say, well, this is too ordinary. I thought, in my thought, the awakening has to be something like an explosion has to happen here. I have to, just like that. Yes, it is. And it's not an experience. You know, mind thinks of awakening as an experience. This is not an experience. Experience means something has to come, you experience, and then goes. That is the experience. You, as an ultimate truth, are not experiencing yourself. You are yourself. You are yourself. And knowing yourself is not knowing the way the mind thinks that is knowing. This knowing is not a mental knowing. It's a being of that. The being of yourself is knowing yourself. Okay? To know yourself is to be yourself. They are not, these two are one. Once you recognize the truth, you be the truth.
As one.
This is one. This is not two. This is not two. So this unity consciousness happens in here, using this body. Okay? Using this body, it happens here. And if that happens immediately, something happened in you. It's gonna, what happens is all of a sudden, you see everything is in you. And you are not in the world. The world is in you. That's kind of a vision change. Because, you see, as this ultimate truth, you all of a sudden you notice that I am not only containing this body, but also this space is in me. And same as this monitor and this everything. Everything that I'm looking right now is in me. So, and then everything is happening in me, not to me.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is happening in me. And the vision is going to be always like this. It's not, you never lose this. Once this happens, you wake up in every breath. This is your real vision. You know what is real. But also you see the miracle of duality.
Mm-hmm.
You see this beauty of the duality. And you recognize that if there is nobody here in this body as this separate individual, it is same as that body. And yeah. the 7 billion other body, they are all the same. So that your vision is going to be crystal clear right now. You will see this as a body. These two are two bodies just like this. That. Two bodies. They are talking and interacting. But this real source is here. See, the real source is here monitoring the bodies. But it's the same source. You know it is the same source. It is not, this is not some conceptual thing you agree with. You accept that. It's not like that. Because once you recognize all there is this, that's it. That's the end of that. That's the end of that. And everybody else is this. So there is no other. There is no other. There is no this and there is no other.
No, that's it.
Yes. And that's the end of that. That's the end of that. And the freedom is you recognize who you truly are. And this recognition is like death for the mind. Because all of a sudden your mind has to say yes to something that is nothing. To nothingness. And according to if the mind trusts that nothingness based on the meditation, it would jump into that immediately and it will become one with that.
If your mind... Go. It can let go of the idea of maintaining a separate individual.
Yes,
supporting a separate individual.
Easily. But if your mind is not used to that, if your mind is not familiar with this emptiness, and as I said, based on meditation, you get used to it. You trust this emptiness. So, because ultimately you are that. You know, whether you want it or not, whether you accept it or not, whether you recognize it or not, you are this. You know, yes, temporarily you forgot, and now the ignorance is functioning here. So, but that doesn't mean that you lost your true self, because your true self has always been here. So the ignorance of that, the ignorance that I am this body all of a sudden as a person, separate, drops. And the beauty part of this is that a lot of people tell me, how does it feel to be awakened to the truth? I would always say that that ignorance is gone. So I know what is the truth in here, and I'm living that truth. That truth, living the truth, is absolute joy. It just overlapping to who I am as the truth. It causes this absolute peace and joy in here. Because the search that I was seeking for myself all over the place, gone. The search is over.
And you mentioned something, which mission do I have? And you recognize there is no mission. Nothing fundamentally has to be done. I mean, this can be a big relief.
Absolutely. Ultimately, there is no mission. Even some people say, well, even as an awakened being, what is your mission? I don't know. My mission right now, this moment, is this. Talking to you. This is my mission. I don't know the next breath, what is the mission? So because there is no future, because all there is this. Pay attention, please. There is no past. The past is just a memory. It's just a memory in the head. There is nothing really happened. Ultimately, if you look at this word ultimately, as you, as an ultimate truth, nothing ever happened. Nothing ever happened to you. Nothing ever happened.
There seems to be movement, but look at the beauty.
The paradoxic part is, look at this, how beautiful everything seems to be happening. And then it seems to be there's a story here. These are all beautiful part of this. Like they call it like a magical, intellectual ignorance. See? Magical, it is magic. It is intellectual because there is intelligence behind this. But then it is ignorance. Because there's something that you are ignoring. You are pretending to be this. That part is ignorance. Now, the ignorance part, it's not a mistake.
No.
It is exactly what's meant to be. It's a beauty of that. In some bodies, this wants to just forget about who I am. And I just want to be this person. And have this life. And this story. And die. There's nothing wrong with that. This is not for everyone. This path is not for everyone. This path is only for those who are extremely at the end, at the tail end of this play and this story. They're tired. They just want to know what is the truth. Mm-hmm. In any price. That's why I ask people, are you ready to die? Are you ready to let go of this you that you think you are and your life? Because this is pretty much like death. Once you know the truth, you will recognize there is no you as a person. And this whole story was a dream. Okay? and in this moment nothing is happening and you're empty. Okay, this would be your life and there is no any other. All there is you. So this is the reality. That reality is very powerful for so many people. It's scary. It is, they're not ready for this. A lot of people, when I talk to them, although they say, yes, I'm ready, but they're not ready. They have so many other, they want to experience still as a separate entity. To be a, I don't know, rich and famous and this and that. Whatever that is, you want to experience as a separate entity, which there is nothing wrong with that. You need to do it. You need to go ahead and do that and reach to a point that that is not what I was looking for. Actually, I'm hoping everyone who wants to be in the path, go and get whatever achievements they want to get. As far as the wealth, money, you know, fame, whatever they want. And they recognize that that was not it. And once you reach to that point, getting back to your source is going to be much, much easier. Much easier. Because your mind is ran out of the ideas of self-seeking. You follow? Because this mind has always ideas. If I have money, I am happy. If I go to this vacation, I am happy. There's always something in the mind, ideas it has that it wants to become something, to become happy. This path is not for those people who still are in the process of gaining happiness from the world. Even as a seeker or a spiritual, a lot of people want to stay as a seeker. Okay? They don't want to really be free. I mean, I work with so many people. You know, they just want to stay as this state of me as a person looking for separate. I haven't reached, I get this all the time. I haven't reached to there yet. I have to become that. I'm not there yet. That is pathetic. I am not there yet. You are already that. There is not nowhere to be. Not no place to reach. You are already the source. So if you are not there yet, that's all mental. That's in the mind. This whole process of self-seeking and realization, these are all mental. Because you, as an ultimate truth, you've always been here. You've never been lost. And the funny part when you wake up is that when you recognize what you just found is always been here. And that is you. That you and the truth are not two. It's one. That is the final realization, understanding. And in this case, you will notice that not only search is over, but also this feeling of absolute joy, absolute, the aroma of peace is constantly here. And it doesn't matter what happens outside. Outside, anything can happen. Any events can come and go. As long as you are what you are, as this, this can handle everything. Every emotion, every event is more than welcome. Some people think that when I'm awakened, my mind becomes complete blank and there is no thought. And that is not how it is. Every thought is welcome. Every thought arises. Every emotion can welcome. You may still remember some incidents from the past. There's nothing wrong with that. But as the totality now, you're looking at it, not as a person. So, yes, that event happens, but happens to who it happens? There is nobody here. Nobody. When I say there is nobody here, if you listen to this mentally, you're going to get confused. When there is nobody here means there is no mental character as an idea of you, who is a person, as an individual, that is not here. But there is something else is here. That is here, is always here. And that is here is existence. It's existence.
which appears as Ellie, which appears as Reinhold, which appears as chair, which appears as computer, and so on and so on.
Yes. So that is what I am. I mean, I am that. I am this. Then I say that is not, I always say this. Because that means I am separated. Somehow that means separation. There is only one thing real here. Let's put it this. One subject, you call it. This. And this is what I am. That has to be 100% crystal clear. It cannot be 99%. You cannot have doubt about that. And the mind needs to claim that. Mm-hmm. As that. Because sometimes mind thinks that I am not qualified. I have to work on this more. More and more meditate. No, when you see the truth, now after all these years that you have practicing, seeking and searching, once you see the truth, you need to be able to claim it. As you. As an ultimate. And you see everybody else as that. So therefore, when some people talk to me about the gurus, there are some decent, honest gurus, teachers are around that you can, if they resonate with you, you can go and listen to them, have them guide you and all that. But I want you to really be careful, because there are some teachers right now, exist all over the world, that all they want is they want to gather disciples. You know, just they, people constant, every year they come and visit you and visit them and give them donations and stuff like that. You become the follower and disciple for the rest of your life. That's not what you want to be. Because you want to be free from this talk. You know, when you come to my retreat, I don't want you to think about this anymore. You go back home and live as this. You don't have to talk to me anymore. I don't want you to get back to me or be my friend if you want to. But I want you to be free from this misery. Okay? So when you see a teacher sitting there and hundreds of people sitting there and he's talking, to me that is not that effective. Because how many times you have seen somebody wakes up in the middle of that crowd and say, yes, oh my God, yes. Absolutely, this is it. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen because they are not talking to you individually. They are not working with you. They are just saying something generic. And they are telling the truth. Don't get me wrong. They are not saying anything against the truth. But I think if they really, really go deep inside, sincere, they know that kind of a talk, it would not have effect on people to wake up. They may like to hear things like that because the mind likes to hear about the truth. So if it hears about the truth, they enjoy, they feel good and all that. But that is not awakening. That is not really self-recognition. You're just hearing things and the mind learns all those things. And then goes home and tries to have that belief system again. And to practice that. This is, once you know the truth, there is no practice. All the practice has to drop. Not even the smallest thing. You cannot even say, I should remember who I am.
This is not
memory based, because this is not memory based. This is not something that you have to memorize, because you are that. Okay? So, it's not any specific state of mind either. It's not something that you always have to be in this state of constant joy, ecstasy. That's not how it is. When you're living in this body, this body is conditioned. So it interacts. It has memories. It has all these stuff going on. It's interconnected. The body is interconnected, not you. You are ultimate one, but these bodies are, it seems like they are interacting. So once that happens, a lot of emotion can arise, which is very welcome. As long as you know who you are. See, that's the key. In every emotion, I mean, anger arises. So, okay, what does that have to do with me? as an ultimate truth.
What I experienced is there was a time when this, let's say, position and the nature of myself was clear. Yeah? There were also energies in the body and in the mind. There were emotions, and I had the impression that doing some awareness practices, or releasing these energy practices, or I could not even name them exactly, was quite helpful to put the system more to rest. So.
Yes, there is nothing to do. There is no, you will find out at the end. There is nothing to do. Once you realize that, where I am, is where exactly I always been. I always been there.
Yeah, sure.
And this does not need practice. Because I was always, that's it. That's the end of that.
That's crystal clear, yeah.
And then also, every emotion, every thought, is more than welcome. More than welcome. You're not going to come every start. You need that. But I have to pay attention to something. You will notice that all those self-seeking thoughts that used to be here, which was, how can I be happy? How can I be this? How can I become this? That part dissolves. Complete.
Yes.
Like 80% of those thoughts are gone. The thoughts that are there are basic thoughts. I mentioned to you last time. It's just the basic normal thoughts. Okay, you know, today, these are my plan. I have to do this. Okay, you have a list of things to do. You go and do it in life. But that is not, when I'm going to the bank and doing banking thing, it's not self-seeking.
Yeah.
I'm just doing banking, you know. So I'm going food shopping. I'm just doing food shopping. When I'm talking to people, it's not that I am trying to present an image of myself. There is no image. You know, you become imageless. Imageless. You see that?
So.
And people feel that. People feel. There is a, like right now, Ron, when you're talking here, you don't see a color. You don't see any form or color here. There is emptiness here. And everything arises from this. There is no person here. There is no character here. There is nobody here. But yet, there is this here. This is real. This is reality.
Oh, yeah.
This is truth. Absolute. And ultimate. Infinite. For sure. Not dying. Never born. Never die. For sure. And
so, the self-seeking energy or the self-seeking thoughts disappear?
Yes.
The self-doubt and concern thoughts disappear.
Oh yes, absolutely. Like and how I wanna see the mind is when the mind is still seeking, is trying to become the ultimate, infinite.
Perfect. So, right. Complete.
So complete. Now that part is anxiety. It gives anxiety to the mind. Because mind can never be that. Mind is a creation of you. You created, mind arises from you. How could the mind be you? Impossible.
Yes.
See that?
Yes.
So that's why that anxiety drops immediately. Because the mind recognizes, oh my God, this is it, done, my job is over. You know,
the disrespected is over.
Yes,
now let's do banking now.
Yeah? Yes, exactly. Let's do shopping. Let's do banking. And in this mind, become fully in your service. Fully. Fully. You just give order, the mind does that. But this mind is now clear from, I have to be something. I'm not good enough. I'm not, that's constantly. I mean, I'm not qualified enough. I'm not there. I have to become. What should I do? You know, I have to practice. You know, these parts drops immediately. And all there is, you see the totality, that is what I am, for sure. For sure, without any doubt. And that part, this part is celebration. This part is freedom. This is freedom. Mind is now free from becoming. And free from this separation. Remember, the separation was in the mind. I am separated from the source, from God. Now you realize that there is no you, there is no me. All there is God as this. That's the end of the story. And here, there is nothing to talk about this. About this, my mouth just somebody's like locking my mouth. Because about the truth, I cannot talk about. I can just be the truth in every breath. In every breath in this body. I am this. I am myself. I am this. And I live this. I fall in love with this. Because that's the only thing there is. You discover that first. This is the path. Discover the truth. Fall in love with the truth. Trust that. The bottom line, the only thing I have to tell you to everyone who's listening, once you recognize the truth, trust it. Trust it. Trust it. It to the mind, this is hard to trust sometimes because this is empty. How can I trust empty? Emptiness. But if you meditate, you know this is not empty. This is 100% full.
Yeah.
So you trust this as an ultimate truth. Once that happened, sometimes gradually the mind gradually just jumps and dissolves in this emptiness. It claims that I am nothing. It has to claim first, I am nothing. Then nothingness has to happen. So that then you recognize, once you as a separate entity are nothing, then you are everything. It cannot be jumping from I am a person and then you claim that I am everything. That doesn't happen. That is not authentic. That's not reality. The truth is, this me as a separate entity in the mind, it would dissolve. It has to claim that I am nothing. I am nothing. And once that happens, the absolute ultimate truth wakes up completely, takes over. This happened in a split second at the same time. You die as a person, the truth arises. This happens simultaneously. There is no any gap. Do not be afraid of the jump. There would not be a gap. That you are nothing, but then, oh my God, now what's going to happen to me? It's never happened like that. But the mind has to have a courage to jump into this nothingness. Because if it doesn't have the courage, it wants to stay there as a person. Me as a person recognize the truth. That's not freedom. Even though you saw the truth, even though you recognize the truth, if you don't become one with the truth, you're still in the separation. And that a lot of people are like this. I see people every day. Every day. They see the truth, they recognize it, but they still, there's this feeling of separation is in there. As a person, I am separated still. I still feel that I am separated. I still have this point of reference as this. Okay? That vision has to change. The ultimate vision is not that. The ultimate vision is I am this. There is no point of reference whatsoever.
No, exactly. No point of reference whatsoever.
Yeah. And so that's the ultimate. So, and then also it's something that I always say that if you are in this path and you're experiencing all this, I would highly suggest you don't share this with ordinary people, if you know what I mean. Because the ordinary people are in the dream, aren't they? They are in the dream. And their character is a character, illusory character, in the dream. So when you're talking about things like that, if they are not ready to hear this, then they can throw some energies to you that is gonna affect your mind. Let's put it this way. The energy would be, they would bring you back to the dream. Let's put it this way. They would encourage you to fall back to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, very important. So you would not talk about things like that to the ordinary people. This kind of a conversation has to only happen with a guru or someone, some being that is completely awake. So when I'm talking about I am nothing, I am empty, I don't have identity, I don't have a family, I am not a mother, I don't have a name, I don't have any nationality. These are all truth. Only you understand that. But if I'm going to go in there in public and talk about that, I mean, even to your own family, even if I talk to my own family, my mother, I would say, well, I am never born. I'm never born. You are not my mother. You know? She thinks that I lost my mind, right? So you don't talk to ordinary people about this because it's not going to help you. It's going to really hurt you in this path. This is going to be your own non-knowing knowledge. How can I say? This is your own secret. You don't have to share this with even the most closest person that there is in your life, unless that being is absolutely ready to hear that.
But when you are completely awakened, then you can say whatever you want. Being on the path, it is a problem.
I became more and more quiet, Ron. I cannot talk about it. This is not something that you can talk about. That's why I wanted to have this interview. Because I am becoming much, much more quieter the time passes. Because the more the time passes, every day, I would notice that this is so obvious. This is so crystal clear here. There is nothing to talk about. About this, you cannot talk. Nobody can talk about this. This is a mystery. You can never talk about it. You can never describe it. This is not knowable, ever. Even the science, no matter how much science advanced, they say everything is from nothingness, but they cannot see, the science would never can discover this, because this is not a thing. You are not a thing. Science, scientific people approach this. It has to be something to go and look with these eyes under the microscope or telescope. But this is not a thing. So when something is not a thing, it's very difficult for this kind of eyes to see and for the science to see. But you can see it. This seeing is different than this kind of a seeing. I mentioned that. This seeing is an absolute seeing, the ultimate. And it is, you know, to me, because it's very direct and it's so here, it's even better than scientific. Because it's so obvious, it's so crystal clear. I mean, this, I always, you know, at the beginning of this awakening, I was getting into tears. The tears was coming. How could I miss this? How did I miss this? For that many years, I was looking. But I didn't know what I was looking for. I was looking for myself. And that was always here. I mean, that is so, how can I say, funny. It is funny, but yet it is sad. I don't know, it is bittersweet. You know, it's bittersweet. So that's why when I see people in this path, I know how they feel. I know how it feels to be lost mentally. Just remember, when I say lost and you're lost, you are never lost. As a truth that you are, you're never lost. But as a truth, if you believe that you are in the mind and you are this body, then you are experiencing that. You experience what you believe, in other words. But when you recognize yourself as openness, you see, immediately you are open. You see you are open. You expand. And the expansion is a complete infinite. So, as an expansion, that feeling of contraction that I used to have in the body, it dissolved. Because that contraction caused some sort of separation, feeling of separation. And that to me was just painful. That to me was, I had a lot of pain. So that's why I'm saying that this pain is good, because this pain leads you towards the truth. You have to have that pain. You have to have that burning desire, something burning in you, so that you just want to know what's the truth. So I am saying to everyone, it's worth it. It's worth it. If you are in this path, you have to go to the end of it. 80% is not good. 99% is not good. 99, if you tell me 99% I am this, but still there is a doubt in there, you're not there. You're not there. You're fooling yourself. Because there is this you as a character is still there, wants to be there, wants to know this. You know, that is still, you are not free. The freedom is, you know, you are nothing. You know that you are nothing. But yet, at the same time, you're seeing yourself as everything. I mean, it's just so obvious. It's, to me, it's just like crystal clear, like day, light, crystal clear. And that is... And you know, this is different kind of living. This is not a living as a person, this little me I have to take care of. Oh my God, my future, what's going to happen? That these are all going to drop. Because there is no future. All there is this. All there is this. And in this, this is what I am. And
this thought happens, and this planning activity for tomorrow happens, but it's just
in very superficial. They're very superficial. Oh, I have to go, as I said, I have to take care of this and that. These are not suffering. Suffering was when I don't know who I was. Suffering was I had to take care of this little poor little me. What's going to happen to this poor little me? I have to protect them. You see, the body is innocent. The body would never say, poor little me. The body doesn't say anything. Who is saying that? This. The mind, that person, that character in the mind, who is as an idea about you. It's not you. You are not that. You are not that. You need to know that. This is not something that you believe from me. Don't believe anything what I say. This is not a belief system. This is not a religion. You need to experience is not the word. You need to awaken. Yes.
Investigate.
Yes. Look, investigate.
Discover. Yes. Discover the cover. Cover.
Discover what is cover. This is because
take,
there is
take a the cover away.
Yes. This cover up. You know, I always say that just drop in this moment. Drop everything. Everything that you have. Everything. You have to strip everything. Everything. And all your memories, all your past, all your whatever that is, drop it this moment.
And what happens?
What happens? There's something here that cannot be dropped. Bring the attention to that. This does not come and go. Everything else is come and go. But there's something here, always, always here, like this, that never comes and goes. You don't come and go. You don't move. You know, the body is moving in you. You are still, always. I take people for a walk when they come for the retreat. I hold them up, hold their hands, and have them to close their eyes. And as the body is walking, I ask them, are you walking? The body is walking, but are you walking? it is important. You see it for yourself, direct experience. Are you moving or body is moving? Which one is that? Very important.
Hmm.
This is not imagination. This is not something I'm playing with your head. That's a reality behind the what is going on. The truth is, you are still. You are not moving.
Look into it. Investigate.
Yes, investigate. And that's why I say a good teacher, a good guru can help you interact with you as a one-to-one. That is helpful. That is definitely helpful. But if you just go and sit and let them talk about the truth, talking about the truth is not the truth. You can sit here, I talk about honey to you for hours. So what does that do for you?
That's no honey.
That's no honey.
Just talk about honey.
You have to know that you are honey. You are honey, not that you are experiencing honey. You are honey itself. You know, so it's a huge difference. Huge difference. You talk about it or you be it. You know. So please trust what I am to these words, that this wording that you are here. There is no any other intention behind that. This interview is not about I'm here to sell you a book or some CDs you have to buy or come and pay me some hours I charge you. It is not. That's why I don't do any of that, because if I do, then the intention would be some business motivation behind that. I want you to know that there is no motivation behind this. I don't want anything from you. I already have what I want. I have everything because I am everything. So there is nothing for me to want from someone who is lost. You know, here I am helping myself, literally. Literally helping myself in another body. That's what it is. There is only one source helping itself in other bodies. That's all there is. And my invitation to you is just if you are in this path, you're just be authentic. Be very authentic. Look for the right question. What is the right question I have to ask? What I'm looking for, first of all. And go for that. And the path is the silence. Make sure that you are familiar with that space of emptiness. Once you are ready, once your mind is ready, then contact me. Send me an email. Then I would do a Skype interview with you. I try to evaluate, to see if you are there, if your mind is still in the place that it has to be. Then I would invite you to the retreats that I have. I have like these retreats maybe twice or three times a year. Mm-hmm. And so then that definitely, if you are, that mind is ready, absolutely you're going to wake up without any doubt. And then you will be free. You be free from all this that is going on. But, one thing I want you to know, that I see some cases, people, in this path, you have to be authentic. I mean, you want to know only who you are, not for any reason, not for any purpose.
Mm-hmm.
If your purpose is, I want to find this so I can go teach this and have a yoga classes and open up my business. I am telling you, this you who wants to do that can never, ever, ever wake up. Ever. If this you is powerful you, stays there so that wants to do this for any particular reason in the worldly stuff, I have some news for you. This is not
no hope. No hope. Yeah.
This is not about that.
Total surrender.
Yes, you want to know what is the truth, and your mind needs to surrender to the truth. That's the end of that. No intent. No any other intention. No any other hidden agenda behind that. It should not be. If there is, I have some news for it. It's so difficult.
You stay at 99%. You will never.
Yes, you will become
it.
Yes, yes. You're not going to reach 100%. There is no way. There is no way. Because there's a person in there who has motivation, who has some kind of agenda, who has some desires. I mean, I told you, I keep asking people, are you done with this world? You must be done with this world. You must say, yes, I am ready to die. I'm ready to die. I don't have any other desire. I don't want anything. I just want to die. That is, to me, this is it. This person is now ready to fall into the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's right here and right now. That's it.
So you do 3 retreats per year?
Yes, pretty much. Unless something comes up, if I have to do individual once in a while, mm-hmm. here and there. But yeah, 3 like big retreats, that is like 4 or 5 people I invite at a time. And, you know, they come here in Long Island. I live on Long Island, New York. So they can come in here and we can just have this interaction for 2 days and specific meditations. Then we're going to have group together, you know, practices and just talking about questions, whatever question arises. And the next day, if you are really recognize the truth, you just be the truth. You just sit and just enjoy, drink a cup of tea and just be yourself. Just be.
So I assume this is typically on a weekend then?
Not necessarily, because I take them to this, I have these meetings in the library, and the library sometimes, weekends are not good for them. So it's, most of the time it's in the middle of the week. You know, Thursday, Friday, Tuesday, Thursday, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, 2 days in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have one in end of January now, 29th and 30th. If they go to my website, they can go take a look. And, you know, I have 3 people already candidate, definitely. I have 2 rooms for anybody else who wants to attend. But again, I really have to screen people. I don't want you to come all the way from, you know, South Africa if you're not ready.
Mm.
Okay. You need to be ready for that. You're spending all this money and time. You just want to, I don't want to, you know, wait. You waste your time. And also, if you do this and you don't wake up fully, then I cannot do anything for you. Because you see the truth and your mind is not ready and turn around and come back to sleep, that's very hard for me to just bring you back again. So you really, really have to be at the tail end of this path. So that readiness that I'm talking about is the key. So just that. So the people who send me email, I'd like to refer them to this interview that I had with you. So they have to listen to this and see if they are that. Is there that readiness in them that I'm looking for? And if that is the case, then they can contact for the retreat. If it's not, then go for the meditation I mentioned. If you go to my website, I talked about it in Persian and in English. Meditation with open eyes and closed eyes. Very simple, straightforward meditation. And that is for the purpose of knowing who am I. It's just for the purpose of knowing who am I. Not just I want to close eyes, I try to manipulate my mind or concentrate on my breath or no concentration. This does not, there is no mind needed for this kind of meditation to do anything. And the mind should just relax, just fall into this existence of being. So I explain about that fully in there. I recommend people go and take a look at it and practice it. And then I say practice again. Don't take it as a personal practice. This is just closing the eyes and being yourself. Because ultimately, you, when you find out the truth, you are this. And you are always been this. And then this is the end. This is the end. You are always been this. But you don't know it. You see, this knowing, awakening is knowing that I am this. Knowing comes from the core of your being. It's not from somebody tells you. It's not. Because some people think that they know it, but that's not knowing. That knowing that is not intellectually knowing. Intellectual knowing means something came from outside, from somewhere, okay, and they told you that. Somebody you picked up from somewhere. But this knowing is not from outside. This knowing is from the core. Something wakes up. You wake up to yourself.
It is more like an ending of the belief of being other than this.
Exactly. Exactly. Why you have to believe this? You are this. Do you understand? You get into the point that I am this. This is nothing to practice.
Yeah.
My search is over. I was always been this.
But I believed it was other, and this belief.
Yes, and this is full and complete. Right, and this is full and complete. This is complete. I don't need to add anything to myself, or I don't need to drop anything from. Actually, in the path of recognition of the truth, you drop everything. You just have to drop everything. But once you know who you are, everything comes back again to you because you are embracing everything all of a sudden.
Yeah.
That's the paradoxic part of it. Then all of a sudden you are embracing everything. Everything is in your lap. How can I say it? Everything.
Yeah.
That causes some sort of a, I don't want to call it love. It's a
compassion.
It's some intimacy. It's just
intimacy. Hmm?
You know, I love this grass. That's how it is. I just adore this grass. You know what I mean? That. You. This is me because everything. There is no difference between this and this one, and this monitor, and this space, and who I am ultimately. Who I am ultimately is empty, but everything that is form also is me. And I love the form. See? But then I know that this is a dream. I know this is not the ultimate. The ultimate, in ultimately, nothing ever happened and nothing will happen. But yet, look at this beauty of the dream that I have. That I am in this body as person, as Ellie, as a mother, as a wife. As this and that, and just, oh my goodness, I am enjoying every breath of this. I love this play. I love this play because this play, every breath of it is celebration.
Mm.
No more agony, no more anxiety, no more looking. I'm not looking. I don't want anything.
Mm.
There is nothing missing here. It is full. You are full and complete in here. So that's it. That's it. What else? So then your mission really, if there is any, would be whatever it arises from this. If whatever it wants to do, it will happen. It's just like happen. Like, you know, since I was always a teacher, I was a math teacher, I knew I could do this to the students. Transfer the knowledge to their heads in that form, the form, that passionate form that I have. With this, this is not like that. This is not like that kind of a knowledge. But I know when somebody comes and sits in this presence, they catch fire.
Mm.
Because it's fire here. This burns out. It burns everything. It burns everything in you that is not authentic. Let's put it this way. And then when you sit next to me, you are sitting empty. Empty. In that emptiness does not burn. Nothing burns that. Everything else that is not you is going to burn here.
No, the illusion burns.
Yes. This me and my character and my belief that who I am and this is my personality, they all burn down. But that thing that doesn't burn, that thing that is always here, you will notice how powerful, how so present is here. That nothing can be, this can never be touched. This does not come and go. It's very powerful.
Might be. I don't know your meditation exactly, but when you say close the eyes and just be, and you said you have to drop everything, one exercise that I did and do recommend is just, okay, close the eyes, drop everything, put a net around it, take it away, put it aside, and then sense into what remains. And then something more might arise, put it into the net and sense on what remains.
Yes, what remains here. And that thing that is remains, you need to look into that.
Deeper and deeper.
Deeper and deeper. What is that? What is that? Not mentally. You can never mentally discover that. What is that means, I am that. The more you know, if you want to know that, to know that is to be, to claim that. To be it. To be that is to know that.
Another imagination, put it into the net and sense in what now remains. And then
even drop the net. Drop everything.
Even drop the net then. The net is just, just an assisting device to
get rid of the
initial, in the initial stages.
But even that net is even too much. Actually, Rumi says, this is beautiful that you mentioned. Rumi says that my beloved God gave me this broom so that I clear all the foam from the top of the ocean. Once I clear the foam, my beloved God told me to even burn the broom. Even burn the broom. This is not just a simple, you know, shallow story he's talking about. That broom is that ego, that me, who decides to go and search to self-seeking. Once the truth is realized, that ego as a broom itself has to burn out. You cannot have recognize the truth and also have the broom in your hand. Still, try to fight. You know what I'm saying? That broom ultimately has to die, so that there is no duality here. So that you recognize all there is was this one thing. Only one thing is here. That is the truth. And nothing else.
That is this formless that you are talking about.
And that is what I am.
And this is to be experienced. It cannot be taught.
Cannot be, no. This cannot be taught. But even experience is not the... I don't want to use the word experience, because experience sounds like in 1 minute is experience and the next minute is gone. It's not like that. This is, the truth is not an experience, it is what you are. But experiences is come and go. Experiences come and go. Yeah. Like experience of no thought and ecstasy, and that is experience. And then there's experience of thought. Okay, so there's a thought. And an experience of any kind of emotion, joyful emotion. Okay, the experiences are come and go, they're constantly moving. But there is something here that does not move and does not come and does not go. It's constant and is not moving and is still. That is what you are. Now, when I say that in the retreat, you when you go together, you discover this yourself and you see it for yourself. And you, once you see it, you claim it. You need to claim it. And once you claim it, you get up and you open your eyes. You are that. Of course. I mean, this is such a deja vu. Sometimes I say, oh my God, this is so simple. How could people not get it? I mean, this is not a teaching. I mean, people come all the way from all the world coming here for what? For what they are? I'm just pointing to them, this is what you are. You are already that. So that's why I'm saying, just don't take it so seriously. It's not serious. It's not a teaching. You don't need to go to India, to all over the world, you know, really. You know, if you have done it already, you know, that's not needed. This is just a simple recognition. Very simple. You know, but as I said, doing it on your own is difficult, because I know what it was. I went through that. That's why I'm offering this, because I know what areas that you can get caught. and you get stuck. You can get stuck somewhere, and if nobody can help you, you just get there. You stay there. Okay? So you don't want to be mentally. These are all mental. Mentally, you get there's a knot in there that if you don't open it fully, you get stuck with that.
Yeah.
You know, no matter how much you know about this, that's not good enough. If you don't know who you are, that's not good enough.
Yeah.
You know, that, and then claim. Claiming is important. You claim it is the freedom. Claim who you are. The ultimate is the freedom.
Yeah.
So, is there any question left?
I don't think so. I think we went through a lot of ground.
Okay. One other thing I want to mention before we say goodbye. People who are listening to this interview, I like them to go and listen to the interview that I have in Buddha in the Gas Pump also. There are two interviews there. They're talking about, I talked about my past and the story of me, and how this thing happened. That is helpful also, so they can see something in there. And then this is like a complementary of all those two interviews. But this is really, thank you so much for this time, Ron. And I think I covered everything, and I'm so glad that I did. And I know it's going to benefit a lot of people, especially the ones who are at the tail end. When I say that to them, that just, it's worth it. It's worth it. If you are 99%, just one more push, you're going to be free. It's worth it.
Okay. Beautiful.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. And
take care.
Hopefully talk to you again sometime.
Okay. Sure.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Namaste.